The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
From Montreal, the San Jose Sharks look to continue what's turning into a very fun road trip as they face off against the Montreal Canadiens. Drew, a game in Boston that we haven't seen in a long time, a spectacular first goal by Michael Misa that was set up beautifully with William Eklund, and then we didn't think that could be beat for the night. Then William Eklund decides to make the play that he did in the third.
It's like AI. It's a video game goal. It was an incredible goal. So many things went into that. But a guy who had been working so hard and playing so well but wasn't able to find the back of the net, what was it, 14 games?
19.
19, Mike. Was it really? Wow. And then he scores a goal like that. An incredible goal. My question after the game to him was, how often do you get a chance to work on that type of play? He started to laugh. Incredible, incredible goal. And it was an important one, too. I thought the Sharks played a really strong game, Danny, led by Eklund, led by Misa. I thought we were talking that morning that it can't always be about Macklin and Will and Colin. It's got to be some other guys, and other guys were able to step up and do it.
Tyler Toffoli, a goal and an assist.
Another guy.
And how about also Colin Graf's shorthanded goal? I think that was a beauty.
Huge. That was a huge moment on what was a bad call, in my opinion, because the hook didn't get up in the hands, but surprisingly, I'm going to complain about refereeing. But you're right, that was a great goal. And he almost got another one, too, right after that with that little... I asked him about that. That was a great move we didn't talk about very much. Puts the puck in his skates on purpose to go by the defender, kicks it back up, and then fires it, just misses wide. I asked him about it after. He said, I was just trying to do something special on that one. So that was a big goal. But, boy, what a big win for the Sharks, and they sweep the Boston Bruins.
Only the second time in history they've done that, and they've got an opportunity to sweep the Montreal Canadiens, one of the most exciting young teams in the NHL, here tonight. It's not going to be easy because the Canadiens are pretty motivated after the way they felt that they played against the Sharks. They felt that they gave them too much, and so I'm very interested to see what this tenor of this game is like.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think? Another track meet?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know. But I think you're right. I think that Marty St. Louis will say, hey, let's bat. Like, coaches always do it, right? I was going to batten down the hatches.
But here's the big story today. Brendan Gallagher is being scratched from the lineup. Now, both the Sharks and the Canadiens are in the first of back-to-back games. Anaheim is playing in Ottawa today, afternoon 1 o'clock game. Yeah. The Sharks will play in Ottawa tomorrow, 5 o'clock game. Canadiens play against Anaheim tomorrow here. So they have already said that Gallagher is getting in tomorrow. But if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time that Brendan Gallagher has been scratched when he's not injured in his entire NHL career. So this is big news in Montreal. And into the lineup is going to be Alexander Texier. We've seen him play a little bit when he was with Columbus. Now he's with Montreal, played for the French Olympic team because he's born in France. Yeah. Very interesting kind of a player. But different type of a player than Brendan Gallagher, who's that nasty kind of hard to play against energy. So I'm wondering if this is going to be a tactical game tonight. I'm surprised a little bit that Jakub Dobish is in goal for the Canadiens. We're going to see Nedeljkovic again, obviously. And, by the way, that whole thing with the e-bug, Kyle Chauvet from the University of New Hampshire, he said that Ned treated him really great. Everybody in the locker room said he really learned a lot while during the game. Yeah. They were talking during the game.
That was a great thing. Yeah, that's a great point because I saw it too where on timeouts, Alex comes over to the bench and he would take his mask off and he and Chauvet would be talking to each other. But that's the culture of this team that we've talked about. The guys are so welcoming. If you've got the jersey on, heck, if you don't even have the jersey on, if you're part of the team, you're part of the team. They're great that way.
Well, it is really special. And, of course, all of that in the atmosphere in Boston where the Sharks hadn't won in 8 games. Here, they've had a little bit more success. Over the last few years, though, I think it's 7 straight games between these two teams has been decided either by one goal or there's an empty net involved, which means it's a close game. It was 7-5, so that was a track meet last game. That's a little less characteristic. I think it's going to go back to a defensively oriented game with, you know, the goaltender is going to be depended on to do a lot. A little more pressure, I think, on the Sharks' defensive players here today.
I agree. I did like the way the defense played in Boston a lot. I talked to a lot of the guys, and they had come to the group conclusion, just keep it simple. I thought they did a good job for the most part in front of the net. They broke the puck out really well. In fact, on Eklund's goal, the breakout was beautiful.
Dickinson.
Yeah, fantastic. Dickinson. I thought Sam had his best game. And I thought, go ahead.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it was his best game of the year?
I thought it was his best game of the year. I thought he's responsible defensively. I thought he moved his feet. I thought he did a great job on skating pucks out of trouble. I talked to his partner, Vinny Desharnais, who I'm looking to have an interesting game tonight. His family came home. His family's here. His mom was at the airport to pick him up.
That's great.
It's so sweet. It is just so great. Slept in his own bed. He's such a great individual. And those two guys together, when Vincent came back after his injury, I asked him, what's it like to come back and start playing with Sam again? He goes, it's like finding your old pair of slippers. And I started to laugh. But and Klingberg had a good, straight, smart, simple game. And I think the guys did a great job. The coaches did a great job on just centering the defense. And they need to play that way again today, especially in front of the net.
Well, the last time we were here, we had another tight game, and that game was certainly characterized by Cole Caulfield in overtime making a brilliant move around Macklin Celebrini and then snapping it up top to get the win for the Canadiens in OT. That was one of the nicest goals scored against the Sharks last year. Celebrini last game at SAP Center had a goal and 3 assists in response, and the Canadiens broadcasters were telling me this morning that they think that might have been the best performance against the Habs this year by Celebrini. So I don't know if he's remembering that game. Something tells me he is, but I think he's going to come back in with a determined look.
Caulfield is Mr. Saturday Night.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
He's got 13 goals on Saturday nights. Hockey Night in Canada? I don't know. But
he's in America.
Yeah, he is. I know. But if he's got 13 goals on Saturday night. So he's Mr. Saturday Night. That's what they're calling him here. Macklin Celebrini, he's Mr. Everything. Even last game when they didn't score, how much pressure he was putting on the opposition. His plays at the end of the game, he's out on the ice with the empty netter. He makes a couple of really good defensive plays. And overall, when you look at it, I think that Macklin Celebrini is... These games, he's got to be special for him. You know, I asked him about last game playing in Boston. He goes, yeah, it's special. He said, but every game's special.
The last game was special for Will Smith, and it was special for Adam Gaudette, Ryan Warsofsky, Mike Greer, all the Boston guys.
When Macklin was in Vancouver, right? That was special. That game, he was great in Vancouver. Well, he's great all the time. So.
Well, this is a big one. The Sharks need this one. Yes. They've never swept the Bruins and the Canadiens in the same season. And here's the other one. If they win tonight, it'll be the first time ever that they've swept the Bruins, the Canadiens, and the New York Rangers in the same season. And I just did a little deep dive on this. With the original six teams, it's kind of a moronic stat, but I decided to go for it. The most original six teams they've ever swept in a season is 4. And they've got a chance to do it if they win tonight and if they beat Toronto in April.
Oh, baby, let's go. Let's go. Why not?
Why not? Why not us, right?
Exactly. I'm liking the way the team is. Like, we've liked the team, but every game you're seeing some more aspects to their game that they're adding to it. They believe in each other, Danny. I mean, that belief system is so strong right now with the group, and that game in Boston was a huge part of it. And if they win tonight, that's going to push a long way. And tomorrow's game, this is a tough schedule, but we know it's an important part of the schedule for the Sharks.
Just looking at the way they're lining up here, I see Adam Gaudette is with Ostapchuk and Goodrow, so perhaps that could be the line. Maybe Revo sits out. And what about Igor Chernyshov, recalled from the San Jose Barracuda? He's still eligible, by the way, to play in the Calder Cup playoffs, the way that the clear day rosters work. I checked with Tom Holley on that. And so you figure he's probably not been recalled to not play, right?
Well, yeah. Why would you recall him? So, who knows? We'll have to wait and see, but it's going to be very interesting. Like you said, you wouldn't recall a guy to not play him.
We'll see what happens. Jason Demers is with me. We'll speak some French today, probably, during the course of the broadcast, just to make him feel at home. And we'll be on the air at 3:30 Pacific time for A hockey night in Canada, Saturday night in Montreal, nothing like it in the NHL. And stay tuned for it right here. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.